And we mean action now.
Hi there, dear listeners of Radio Havana, Cuba. This is your host, Mike Hudson. Today, we're connecting the dots between Elliot Abrams' Murder of Central America and Elliot Abrams' Special Envoy to Venezuela. His posts in Reagan administration were Assistant Secretary of State for Human Rights and Humanitarian Affairs, Assistant Secretary of State for Inter-American Affairs. In George Bush administration, Senior Director for Democracy, Human Rights, and International Operations for National Security Council. These nice, deceiving titles have nothing to do with neocon Elliot Abrams, who has a notorious record of advocating brutal elimination of left-wing movements and governments. He played down the atrocities committed by the counterinsurgency program in El Salvador, where the U.S.-trained Atlacatl battalion slaughtered around 800 villagers in El Mozote. The death squads killed 75,000 people, including Archbishop Oscar Romero, Jesuit priests, and American nuns. However, Elliot Abrams stated that, quote, any criticisms of Reagan's administration activity in El Salvador was a post-Cold War effort to rewrite history, unquote. In a 1990 interview, he commented that what happened in El Salvador was, quote, a fabulous achievement, unquote. The justice system in Guatemala indicted President Efraín Ríos Montt in 2013 for war crimes against the indigenous population. U.S.-trained death squads had killed around 200,000 people in the counterinsurgency campaign in that country. Elliot advocated arms shipments to Guatemala because, quote, there was considerable progress in the war, unquote. During the Iran-Contra affair, the Contras bought arms smuggled into Nicaragua disguised as humanitarian aid. He advocated a naval blockade or invasion. In 1985, he declared, the purpose, quote, the purpose of our aid is to permit people who are fighting in our side to use more violence, unquote. The Contra War caused so many deaths in that small country that a proportional equivalent in the U.S. would be 2.5 million deaths. In 1989, he told Policy Review, quote, there was excessive micromanagement of the Contras, and I was one of the people engaged in it. But I'm not going to around to assess blame because the Contras were an enormous success, unquote.
Now is the moment. Now is the moment. Come on.
In 1983, he supported the U.S. invasion of tiny Grenada in the Caribbean on false charges that Cubans were building an airport that would be a Soviet advanced airbase. Also, that American medical students there were in danger. These were, of course, blatant lies and pretexts to end the Grenada progressive government. Afterwards, even American soldiers threw away their war medals in disgust. He favored toppling former ally Noriega by military force, where thousands of Panamanians died. In 2002, he favored the attempted coup against the democratically elected Chavez government in Venezuela. From 2001 to 2005, within the National Security Council, provided cover for the U.S. war on Iraq. In 2006 Palestine elections, Abrams was keen in fomenting civil war there. In 2007, Abrams advocated destabilizing Iran, saying it would soon have nuclear weapons. It was just a matter of destroying Iran's nuclear plants through U.S. or Israel airstrikes. In 2016, Elliot Abrams established connections with Marco Rubio's so-called National Security Advisory Board, where a traditional extreme stance against the Cuban Revolution has always been the characteristic trait. He was also a member of the Imperial Council of Foreign Relations. He was a board member of the subversive covert National Endowment for Democracy. Also, he participated in the founding of the Imperial Project for the New American Century. In 2013, Elliot Abrams advocated before the House Armed Services Committee hearing that America had to get militarily involved in Syria. This Republican neocon, who has held public offices in the Republican Reagan and Bush administrations, was placed in national security posts which didn't need Senate approval. He persecuted journalists who reported his wrongdoings. Behind cynical human rights and democracy subtitles, denied his backing of extreme right-wing brutalities. Here are the connecting dots. Elliot, who sent humanitarian arms to the Contras, is now sending humanitarian arms for a Venezuela opposition coup, staging a U.S. military intervention, direct or through proxy war. He's a war criminal pending indictment. Connecting the dots, your host, Mike Hudson.
And we may